There are two basic ways to encounter God. They are mediated and unmediated. The former may be understood as light and the latter as darkness. This is akin to Taoism's yin and yang vision of darkness and light, respectively. Mediated encounters with God are through some medium, like nature, art, music, words, or other persons. For a biblical example, in Psalm 19, the psalmist says, "The heavens are telling the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims his handiwork." Icons can also grant us a sense of the who of God and the what of heaven. These are all manifestations of the unseen God through which we may experience something of God, like Moses encountering God through the medium of a burning bush. It is, however, through the unmediated way that we may encounter God directly, without the aid of some means through which to describe something about God. This is the mystical path. Here, stillness and silence reign, as in, "Be still and know that I am God," from Psalm 46. The unmediated way occurs only in the darkness, where words fail to adequately express the absolute uniqueness of God. Though we may use analogies and parables in effort to delineate the who of God, God remains beyond them and must be encountered directly in the darkness of prayer. Once, after years spent in the dark night of the soul, during a prayer filled with God's unseen yet undeniable presence, Christ softly said something to which I will ever cling. "I was closer to you in the darkness than you thought I was in the light." In response, I wrote, "In the darkness, I have no other sense than you. You bring your sense like a scent with you as calling card and gift. In the darkness, no sights or sounds to distract my heart's desire for you, ascending like an arrow knowing the whereabouts of its intended target. Being pierced, my heart seeks to pierce your heart, being then a cord of love between this and the other side, never to be severed, but ever to serve us as ours alone." The truth is, you need both light and darkness for a satisfying, fulfilling prayer life with God. You need signs of God's presence, person, and love. Yet it is in the mystical darkness where God may draw as near to you as your own eyes.